welcome to another edition of the Maurer Report. I'm here with ESET researcher Stephen Cobb. Stephen, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
Stephen, it's that time of year where we do some reflection and some projection on what might be coming. And we were talking before the podcast about this concept of kind of the infrastructure of malware really being built and ready to go. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, Brian. This is something that we've seen in the past couple of years, but really coming to the forefront, I think, in 2012, which is a, as you say, infrastructure or a machine, a sort of an industrialization of the whole malware process, to where the ability to get a malware operation up and running is much easier than it used to be. In the good old days, if you were going to write some virus software or Trojan software, you had to not only write that, you had to work on how to get it spread out there, and then you had to run the botnet that it created, and then you had to find a way to monetize the data that your botnet collected. Well, now you don't have to worry about that. All of that is available to you from specialists who sell their services in underground markets. So as a bad guy, I can go out and buy all the parts I need to run a malware operation and actually get much better quality malware at each stage, because the people that are creating this stuff now are being given the ability to specialize. They don't have to worry about the police knocking down their door because they've got freight credit card making machines in their basement. No, they're writing the code to do this stuff, and somebody else has to worry about that part of it.
So if the army or the machines and the tanks and everything are ready to roll, so what do you expect people are going to start doing with it?
Well, I think we've seen during 2012, and I predict we'll see more of in 2013, a diversification, if you will, in targeted information. And so the availability of this infrastructure means that more people will be able to try out ideas they have for monetizing the theft of information, and different specific types of information will probably be targeted. We saw an example of that in 2012, where the ESET did research on what we call the ACAD Trojan, or worm actually, that was emailing AutoCAD drawings to sites outside the country that it was targeting. And so, you know, this was an example of a specific type of information being targeted by the bad guys. And we will see more of that, I think.
Do you have a prediction or a thought on what one of those new targets might be in the coming year?
Yes, I think that we've just recently, just in November, seen the emergence of what we call a data stealer, which is kind of a generic term, but a data stealing Trojan that's targeting image files. So JPEG files, for example. This malware, if it gets on your computer, will go through your hard drives, pull together the first 20,000 images that it finds, and ship them off to a remote location. And I think this particular piece of software is not terribly sophisticated, and we don't know what they want to use these pictures for, but several things come to mind, none of them good, and I think we'll only see improvements in this area. So I think we're going to see your image files. Now, we say image files on your computer, but remember, we've got a massive amount of image files now on our mobile phones. I mean, we're snapping pictures on our mobile phones all the time. We're occasionally syncing those to our computer. And so, I mean, yesterday I looked at my iPhone. I have close to 1,000 pictures on there. And gosh, I cleaned it out 6 months ago. So the rate at which we're taking pictures is phenomenal. And we're not thinking as much as we used to about what's in those pictures. Could be several things that the bad guys want. It could be those checks that some people scan now with their phone to deposit a check. Could be financial records that you've got pictures of or images of, or could be the salacious stuff. Those pictures that you only want to share with one other special person, but the bad guys can use that on their porn site, you know. So I think targeting images is going to be a growing trend next year, and we're going to have to kind of adjust the way we think about our digital images a little bit in response to that.
So, Stephen, let's continue the conversation in future episodes about, you know, some of these areas that the industrialized machine is targeting. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you're welcome, Brian.
Everyone, you've been listening to the Maurer Report. As always, blog.eset.com has lots of great stuff on it about malware and what's happening. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Have a great week.